turned into TV now? Come on. Okay. Hey, I thought we might have a little sing-along type of thing. You've heard the old I can't get along little doggy song. We're going to change the words a little bit and change it to Dougie. Okay? I can't get along little Dougie. And Ted and I are going to sing a... this is something we just thought of before we came up here. And we're going to do a verse, and then everybody can sing along. It's a real simple song. What key? Eh? Close the mic. Okay, here it is.
I can't get along, little Dougie. I can't even get one bit small. I can't get along, little Dougie. I can't get a Dougie at all.
No, I didn't know. Come on, everybody. Oh, they're going to cut the cake. And then after that, Doug's going to come up here and sing you some songs. Yeah, he promised he would. Yeah, okay. Hey, turn your amp on. Oh, okay. Hey, we talked the groom into coming up here. I understand that all the stuff that's left over tonight, they're going to give to the bride and groom in a Dougie bag.
What is this?
Better explain the situation.
The situation of this song. Okay, this is a song that us three wrote, and Doug has gone many times through the process of quitting smoking. And you can ask him, it isn't very difficult. He did it quite a few times. And this song is in kind of remembrance and all those evenings we set up as Doug crawled the walls and stuff like that. And again, we all three wrote it. What key? G?
I beg you since the first time that we met, smoking those darn cigarettes. And now you lie in this hospital bed, gagging and a choking and a coughing off your head. Today they took out half a year right on. Tonight they start on the other one. Oh, Jane, my dear, I'm afraid that you're about done. So go ahead and have a drag of fun. Yeah, go have another cigarette. Try to inhale deeply, dear, into your poison chest. Smoke, 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 'cause you ain't quite dead yet. So go ahead and smoke another cigarette. Now don't expect for me to. But it takes a lot of guts to face cancer too.
Throughout the years you smoked many cigarettes, made your teeth yellow and stunk up your breath. burnt holes in your blouse and the carpet on the bed. So celebrate, darling. Yeah, go ahead and have it. Try to inhale deeply, dear.
Try to inhale deeply, dear, into your poison chest.
Go ahead and smoke that thing. Yeah, go ahead and smoke another one.
Okay, that's close enough. Can I do the bottom as well? Okay. Hmm? Oh, this is
D.
What's wrong?
No, we need you on the bottom.
Okay,
this is this song called The Bottomless Well, and it's about a song of a guy named Jesse Langtree. He used to live in the Okefenokee Swamps down in Florida, and he used to sit there in his big white wicker rocker and eat orange lemonade and just have a good old time. It's not coming through clear? Let's do it anyway. Come on, cut it out.
Yeah, there he sits in his big white wicker rocker, eating his candy-coated cashews, sipping orange lemonade. While that sweet young thing fans the flies from off in his eyebrows, he's dozing in the green catapa shade. Lord, I swear old Jesse Langtree's got it made. South of the Okeechobee, well, there's a story that the swamp folks tell about a mean old man,
about a mean old man
named Jess Langtree, a sweet young maid, and a bottomless well. That water's cold, but it don't matter. Why, how deep it is, ain't no man can tell.
Just drop a stone,
you never hear it splatter. Just falls down, down, down in the bottomless well. Through 15 miles of snakes and gators, with the raging fever and a trembling chill, well,
I wandered lost
in the Okeechobee. There I seen them both sitting by the bottomless well. Yeah, there he sits in his big white wicker rocker, in his candy-coated cashew, sipping orange lemonade. While that sweet young thing finds flies moving his eyebrows, he's dozing in the green catapa shade. Lord, I swear old Jesse Langtree's got it made. Well, I asked her for a drink of water, and as Jesse slept, well, we talked a spell. She said she was his wife and daughter, and his heart was cold and dark as a bottomless well. As Jesse slept, I bent to kiss her, when I heard me this loud and jealous yell,
I felt my head
explode in darkness. Felt two big hairy hands take and drag me to the bottomless well. I woke in fear and trembling. While I was staring down into the jaws of hell, as he held me high above his shoulders, gonna throw me down, down, down at the bottomless well.
Down.
Yeah, here I sit in Jess's big white wicker rocker, eating his candy-coated cashews, sipping his orange lemonade.
While that sweet young thing fans flies from off my brows, I'm dozing in the green catapa shade. Enjoying things that Jesse Langtree made. God bless you, Jesse. Yeah,
some folks say that sweet thing pushed him, but I was there, and I swear he fell. Besides, it ain't murder. He ain't dead. He's still falling. He's falling down, down, down to the bottomless well. He's falling down, down, down to the bottomless well. Down, down, down. Okay. Oh, Doug, now that you're married, how do you feel?
With my hands.
Okay. Where am I? Okay, this is a very serious song. We've done some kind of lighter things, but this is a song that Doug wrote to Diana, and it is called, in fact, Song to Diana. So here's Doug to do his thing.
Answer to a prayerful dream.
TV dinner and wrap it up, okay?
You think we played long enough, huh?
Wrap up TV dinner.
Hey, okay.
That's how a lot of husbands end up when they've been married for a long time. Come home, watch TV, and drink a lot of RC Cola. One thing about this song that we're going to sing, a Barino is a what? Is that like a Bromo seltzer?
Pepto-Bismol.
Okay. So anyway, you'll kind of know it. Girlfriend's over, but I sent her away, 'cause she almost knocked my supper off the TV tray. Bring a load of RC Cola, TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and bake some big burrito for to keep me clean. TV dinner is a meal that I'm loving. Deck, turn back before 20 minutes in the oven. Bring a load of RC Cola, TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and bake some pink burrito for to keep me clean. Got a girlfriend who like no other, lets me spend all day in 24 hours. Got a girlfriend who like no other, lets me spend all day in front of that 24-inch color. Brings a load of RC Cola, TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and take some big burritos for to keep me clean. Only one thing makes me stand up and holler, TV breaks down during bowling for dollars. Bring a load of RC Cola, TV dinner, a plate of Twinkies, and take some pink burritos for to keep me clean. One more, the winner. This is a song concerning the identity crisis, where everybody goes around thinking they're tougher than everybody else. And this is one fellow's story about how he walked into a bar room, picked a fight with a guy named Tiger Man, and a little bit of philosophy that Tiger Man laid on him.
A hunk of a man with a beer in his hand, he looked like a drunk old fool. I knew if I hit him right, well, I could knock him off of that stool. But everybody says you best watch out, son, that's Tiger Man McCool. He's had a whole lot of fights, he's always come out the winner. But I had me about 5 beers too many, and I walked up tall and proud, and I faced his back, and I faced the fact that he'd never stooped or bowed. I said, Tiger Man, you're a pussycat, and a hush fell on the crowd. I said, let's me and you step outside and see who's a winner. Well, he gripped the bar with one big hairy hand, and he braced against the wall. And he slowly looked up from his beer, and my God, that man was tall. He said, son, I see you a scrapper, so just before you fall, I'm just gonna tell you a little bit what it means to be a winner. He said, son, you see these bright white smiling teeth, you know they're not my own. Mine rolled away like chiclets down the street in San Antonio. But I left that person cursing, nursing 7 broken bones. And he only broke 3 of mine. I guess that makes me the winner. He said, son, behind this pin, I got a steel pin that holds my jaw in place. Trophy of my most successful motorcycle race. And every morning when I wake and touch this scarf on my face, it reminds me just a little bit what it means to be a winner. He said this broken back's the dying act of a handsome Harry Clay. That sticky Cincinnati knife I stole his wife away. But that woman, she gets uglier, she gets meaner every day. But I got her, boy, I guess that makes me the winner. He said, now you gotta speak loud when you challenge me, son, cause it's hard for me to hear. With these twisted neck and these migraine pains and this big old cauliflower ear. And if it were not for this glass eye of mine, why, son, I would shed a happy tear. Just thinking all you gonna get by being a winner. He said, son, I got arthritic elbows. I got dislocated knees. From picking fights with thunderstorms and charging into trees. And my nose been broke so often, why, I might lose it if I sneeze. And you say you still want to be a winner? Said, now you remind me a lot of my younger days with your knuckles clenching white. But boy, I'm gonna sit right here and drink this beer all night. And if there's something you gotta change or prove by winning some silly fight, well, I quit, I lose, you're the winner. Well, I walked from that bar room, not so tall, not so proud. Behind me I still hear the hoots and the laughter of the crowd. But my eyes still see and my nose still works and my teeth are still in my mouth. And you know, kind of makes me the winner.
Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to us.
I guess we're going to open presents now.
Are you going to open presents? Okay. Doug and Diane are going to open presents.